reliable mileage out of. I'm an eight-time customer there prior to Jack Ingram Select, and I've never, ever had a problem with any of the vehicles that has cost me an extra dime above and beyond regular maintenance. But they have taken it to the next level, and John Ingram is the man behind it. You know, it's a family dealership. They're all there. All three Ingrams are there, including Ray, who is the owner and stops by and is kind of hands-on, checks to make sure everything is going well there. Customers, you never have to worry about the customer being treated right at Jack Ingram. But when you go there, and you know a lot of people have been compelled into the pre-owned market by rising prices, so you want to make sure that whatever you buy is reliable. Well, they now offer a factory-certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select program on Chevys, Jeeps, domestics, imports, all come with that. Each car undergoes a rigorous 84-point checkup under the hood by their technicians to make sure that it still functions at original factory standards. By taking the guesswork out, the vehicle's inspected, reconditioned, comes with roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, even rental car reimbursement for the duration of the warranty period. So when you shop there, all you need to do is look at the vehicle and decide whether it fits the purpose for which you're buying. Whether it's your car, family vehicle, for the after-school pickup line, you know, maybe the carpool, whatever it is, that you'll be able to use this car reliably for a good period of time without having to worry about any major issues coming up. That's Jack Ingram. Select.com online. You can see the entire Ingram family of great cars at jackingram.com, including Mercedes, Benz, Porsche, Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, and Audi.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Stocks broke out of a three-day lull and closed at another record high. The S&P 500 adding 0.9%, beating the all-time high it set last week. The Dow and NASDAQ closed just short of their own records. Merck helped push the market higher after winning federal approval for its treatment for a rare disease affecting blood vessels. Trump Media and Technology Group continued its wild ride and shot higher again in its second day of trading, even as its Truth Social platform loses money. The Dow up 477 points to close at 39,760. The NASDAQ gained 83 to 16,399. The S&P 500 added 45 points to 5248. New York oil fell 27 cents to $81.35 per barrel. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
Well, we have a couple of accidents to tell you about. First of all, Northern Boulevard at Coliseum Boulevard got a minor accident there. And a minor crash on the Eastern Boulevard right before I-85. This is going to be right near Carmichael Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Traffic light to mostly moderate around the boulevard. I-65 and 85 are busy. Travel Billboard Wetumpka giving us all clears at the moment, but very busy traffic in those areas. Caterpillar's the name when it comes to heavy equipment to get the job done. Thompson Tractor's been serving Alabama and Northwest Florida for over 60 years. For serious work, Thompson Cat is ready. Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
About 4 years ago, I came into some knowledge on how plant-based diets affect your body and mind, and it was attractive to me.
Chef Tony Tejas makes the world's best salsa, and he's on a mission to make the world a better place, one cup of salsa at a time. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon, or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Something of a celebrity passing, Joe Lieberman. A very popular Democrat. When the Democrats used to be Democrats, remember that? When they were kind of like, to the little left of center?
No.
Yeah, that seems like ancient history. He has passed away at the age of 82. You'll probably get details on that, if not in the next edition of SRN News coming up a little bit later. So now that we've had to announce the death, who can cheer us up? Who can bring us out of our funk?
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about Easter.
Joy.
Here comes Mr. Easter Bunny. Don't you think it's kind of funny? A giant rabbit laying colored eggs. Rotting all the children's teeth with jelly beans, marshmallow peeps. I think he works for the ADA. That's the American Dental Association. You really need to watch the candy on Easter, kids. You'll be losing all your teeth from all the sweets. So you'd better remember to brush your teeth. Better lay off all the chocolate or your smile will be rotted and you'll look like a meth addict on the street. So take it easy on the sweets this Easter, kids. You don't want to be gumming your Easter ham like Grandpa has to. Barney loves you.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting manufacturers and shippers are scrambling to figure out where they can load or unload cargo while the main operations at the Port of Baltimore remain closed due to Tuesday's deadly collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Supply chain experts say other ports up and down the East Coast are likely to absorb much of Baltimore's traffic, avoiding a crisis, but not without some longer shipping times and upheaval. A man's been arrested for randomly assaulting a young woman who is walking down a New York City street earlier this week. The 40-year-old man arrested in connection with an assault on a 23-year-old woman in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood on Monday morning. The arrest comes after several videos went viral on social media showing women describing being suddenly hit by a stranger on a Manhattan sidewalk in recent weeks. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
It is 9 minutes after 5 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. You'll never guess in a million billion years of evolution who's going to call us.
Jake Quallen.
That's a good guess. That's exactly who's going to join us in a little bit as we are restoring the old Greg show today, the show about nothing. We were talking before the top of the hour break about a scene from the movie Animal House involving a golf ball and a scream. And our buddy Skipper was kind enough to locate the audio, so we are going to play that.
You're not keeping your head down.
That's the sound of it. Ball heading the hammer.
got to work on my game. No. Don't think of it as work. The whole point is just to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, that's like my accountant, Steve Duro, says, bowling, we're here to have fun. And it is if you don't take it too seriously. All right, what else do we want to mention? At 5:11, let's talk about the people that sponsor the Miss Murray Movie Minute, and that is AMS Studios in Prattville. And again, Mother's Day is the second Sunday in May. It may seem like way off in the future, but it'll be here before you know it. And this is a place, first of all, no matter what you're looking to accomplish with your look or your body, you can get it done there. Incredible massage services, top notch, 5 stars. But for somebody like me who works very hard to look as young as I can, I have discovered microneedling. It's a technology that, and Pamela is a master at this. They apply it to your skin, and this process produces elastin, which is the thing that gives your skin a youthful look, and it will get rid of deep wrinkles and things like that. And I've had 3 treatments, and here's how I explain it. Take a look at my cover photo on Facebook. I'm proud of the progress that this particular technology has made for me.
He's so handsome.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you to say that. But it does work. It really does work. It's rid of deep wrinkles and so forth. And your own body does all the work. That's the best part. But Pamela handles the technology, and it's great. And in fact, they have state-of-the-art. I know a lot of women. In fact, my next-door neighbor for many years in old Bellwood West, was an electrolysist. And she had to deal with women that came in for treatments, and at that time, it could be painful. But they have the latest in electrolysis technology that is virtually pain-free if you're looking for a place that offers that kind of service. Body remodeling, weight loss, permanent makeup, the med spa. When you walk into it, it's such a unique place. It has its own atmosphere. And there are a number of opportunities there, guys, if you're looking to treat her or your mom or somebody special to a wonderful time. AMS Studios is the place to go. Online, go to ams-studios.com. And if you would like to phone to make an appointment for a consultation on any of the services I just described, the number is 730-1268. 730-1268. Pamela, by the way, may be joining us on the morning show. She is an incredible woman and a lot of fun. So your experience there will absolutely be top-notch and very pleasant. Who do we have on the line?
Master Thisbe.
Aha! Well, wait a minute. We got to give him the big war hawk. Welcome.
Well, howdy, howdy, howdy.
Howdy.
I'm so glad that Miss Murray, the movie maven, is with you today.
Yes, she is.
Hey, thanks.
All right. Well, she and I together can, you know, we can jump on Greg Budell and twist his arm to get him to watch The Princess Bride. I actually gave him a DVD copy of that so he can watch it on his own.
Oh,
I doubt that you've seen it yet.
A bully stole it from me outside the station after you gave it to me. Seriously, I had talked about, I was so happy to have that gift. I was so elated that somebody listening who was jealous came by with a gang of thugs and maybe give them that DVD. I meant to tell you that when you were here.
When he finally sees it, he will regret all the years of his life
know,
that he wasn't.
Okay.
I do have several other copies I can loan him too. So.
Oh, that's a lot of trouble to bring in your spares.
Yeah.
A family favorite?
What?
Do what?
A family favorite?
Definitely.
I like to watch it and quote every line in the movie, and my dad is laughing at me quoting the movie more than he's laughing at the movie.
Yes, I drive my family nuts because I'm doing the same thing. Anybody want a peanut? You know, inconceivable. I don't think that word means what you think it means, you know. But yeah, I do that too. And of course, the great line, hello, my name is Nigel Montoya.
You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Well, I'll tell you what, rather than worry about the thugs that took the DVD from me, why don't you guys just do the movie here between now and 6? And that way, I won't have to worry about replacing the lost copy.
We could do it like Rocky Horror Picture Show, like in studio acting out while the movie plays in the background.
Actually, I'm pretty impressed with the performance the two of you just gave.
Of course, what you have here is mostly dead. It's mostly dead that's dead. If he's all the way dead, all you got to do is all you can do is go through his pockets and look for loose change. But mostly that, you got to change.
I'm not a witch, I'm your wife. And I'm not even sure I want to be that anymore.
Oh, be quiet, be quiet.
Have fun storming the castle.
If you guys go out long enough, we can rent this show as the audio version of The Princess Bride.
And of course, the whole, you know, give us the key. I don't have a key. All right, Fezzik, tear his arms off. Oh, you mean this key. And of course, knowledge, that blessed arrangement. Knowledge is what brings us together. Yeah.
My favorite line is, there's a shortage of perfect breasts in this world. It would be a pity to damage yours.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I didn't know that it had, like, sex in it.
Oh, yeah. It does, baby. It does.
And giants.
giant woods.
Early on in the movie, when the Wesley, who is the farm boy, expresses his love to Buttercup, he always says, as you wish.
I just want to remind everybody, I got accused of wandering into the weeds when I was talking about dumplings and cabbage last hour. So I am exonerated by this conversation.
Okay, Aeschylus. Let's talk about Aeschylus for a second.
Okay.
That is the apocryphal story about how he died. He was of the Greek playwrights that we have. We have five that we have plays for. We have seven of his. But he wrote 2,000 years ago, so... the most famous of his plays are what's called the Oresteia. It has Agamemnon, the libation bearers, and the Eumenides. It's basically the story of Electra and her brother Orestes and how they kill their mother, Clytemnestra, because she killed their father. But anyway, it's such a happy play.
Yeah, those Greeks.
Yeah, the story is that he was walking on the beach, and an eagle was looking for a rock to drop a tortoise on and sees his head and drops it and knocked him silly, killed him.
What a way to go.
Yeah, hey, it's dramatic. He was the writer. It was dramatic.
I got crapped on by a bird once when I was sitting in the sun. Does that count? Is that a similar parallel experience? Mr. Thesbian, we must run along because my lawyer is on the line and she's running up my bill. So
thanks for calling.
All right, Ellen. You take him to task. Make sure he watches.
All right, I will.
It was great to have you on the set. I'm glad you called, man. And is this the spring breaker?
It is.
How nice of you to end your mischief from it. I need to tell you something real quick. I've kind of...
What?
Well, I mean, it's nothing legal or anything like that. I miscalculated on time a little bit, so can you hold for a couple of minutes? We got Uncle Chi-Chi's weather.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, as soon as you mention Rich Thomas, everything is just fine. That's the way it is. I got to learn to live with it. At 518.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a storm-free forecast for several days, right on through the Easter weekend at least, and temperatures will warm up by the weekend. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler, overnight low 48. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high up to about 69. But for Good Friday, highs in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 70s on Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday, and sunshine for several days. It's a great forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the float with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You suck. And yet you keep returning.
Hoorah!
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bringing me
521, returning to our spring breaker at large, Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Hi.
So, okay. What'd you do for fun today down there in the Florida, in the Deerfield Beach?
We did a little bit of fishing. We did a little bit of, Stephen and Lola have now officially caught their first peacock bass.
Oh.
Yay.
Yeah. Stephen, it was like a competition. At first he's like, there's no competition. We don't like competitions. And then he caught this like mammoth of a you know, bass, and then all of a sudden he was thrilled. He had like the best time.
What did you do with the fish?
We put it back.
Oh, good. Because yeah, I don't want to have to tell that story again about how I was forced to kill a trout in Yellowstone Park.
No.
Yeah, no, we put it back. Steven can't handle blood. Like, it makes him sick. He's like, oh, I'm going to pass out. So Jared has to unhook it, and then Jared got, what are they called? Those little clamper things. Little grip thing, so Steven doesn't actually have to touch the fish, but he can still take... Because Steven's real squeamish with stuff like that. That's his mommy in there.
No, that's normal. It's fun catching the fish, but when they're out of the water and they're wiggling, desperate to breathe and to hang on to life, they can be... They're very muscular.
It's pretty dramatic, but Lola got a brand new fishing pole today. We went to the Bass Pro Shop down in Dania, and she got a frozen fishing pole.
Oh,
and so all of us went out there. Yeah, she caught a fish. I actually caught the first fish.
Goose's first fishing pole was a Mickey Mouse from Wally World.
Yeah, Stevens was a Paw Patrol. We still have it. So, but no, Lola absolutely not had to have her own.
Well,
so we did that, and now Jared and I are going on date night.
Oh, and yay. I'd like to know where that's going to be.
Oh, you're going to be really mad. Super jelly.
What?
You're going to be very jealous.
You're not going to the Sea Watch.
We're going to the Sea Watch.
Ah!
We're going to the Sea Watch.
Ah!
I know.
Have scallops and think about me, okay?
I shall. And I'm going to have some adult beverages and all of the things. And my kids are with Mama and Papa.
Sea Watch, if you're ever in the Pompano Beach area or anywhere along that corridor, it's worth the drive, is this big, rustic building that's totally themed with boat memorabilia and stuff. It's one of the few places anywhere in South Florida that you can eat outside or inside. Mm-hmm. You have a choice. But because it's right on the beach, you have the sea breeze, so it's never too hot out there. And you have, you know, complete unobstructed view of the ocean. And then when you're
done, I love it.
Did I ever tell you the stupid thing that happened to me there one time? I had a lot of stupid things happening there, but after dinner, they have a walkway around the side of the building that goes straight to the beach. And I had taken a date, and my news partner from West Palm Beach came down with his date, so we ate and decided to go for a walk on the beach because the turtles were nesting.
Uh-huh.
And that's a big deal. And they, of course, are very protected. So we walk out into the sand, and Pompano's a pretty wide beach. And we noticed a crowd had gathered around a certain area, so we figured, wow, they must have caught a nest of turtles. So it's just about dark, not quite dark, and we see this shape in the sand surrounded by some blades of grass, and we're all waiting for the miracle to occur. This turtle doing what nature directs it to do, to bring forth her young. So we're all standing there holding our breath, waiting to see this miracle of nature take place. But after a while, we started wondering, something's not right here. But nobody wanted to get close to disturb or upset the turtle in the process of nesting. But after an hour and a half of standing around and getting antsy, somebody finally woke up and realized that we had been staring at a large flat rock. That, now, in fairness to me, it did somewhat resemble what you might see in a turtle nest.
Right. So, they're large. I mean, they're...
Yes, they are.
I've seen one that's like, you know, very, very large. But yeah, we're going to the Sea Watch.
I'm glad the food was good that night, because there was a 90-minute window in there that was kind of a waste. And I also had probably the most embarrassing... That was my first day place down there. And the first time I went there, I... So, and I missed a big shot, right? Would you like some champagne? Yes. Moët & Chandon, please. And they bring it out in one of those... What do they call that?
Ice bucket.
But on a stand. Not on the table.
It stands at the table. It's like the table height.
Okay, so the top of this thing is loaded with ice. It's got a full bottle of champagne in it, and it's on these skinny little legs. Well, all it takes is just a slight brush against this rickety contraption.
Oh, no.
And it's kind of a noisy place because people are talking at the bar and having fun. This thing came down and made a noise. I could not believe how loud. It sounded like somebody fired a cannon at the restaurant. And that was followed by the dead silence.
Did it break the bottle of champagne?
No. It just went sliding through an ice field that I managed to create on the floor of the restaurant. It was still drinking. It hadn't been open yet. But you talk about turning red. I mean, I rivaled a sunset with my face color that night. And plus, it's a date. Trying to impress somebody, and the first thing to do is that.
Well, Jared and I went there the night we got engaged, like, down here that weekend. And so we try to always go down here at least once. We've got our places, you know. We've got our key little... places that we like to hit up in South Florida either with or without the kids.
I had lunch there the day my daughter got married. I had lunch there the day I married her mother.
Aww.
A lot of memories there.
Love Sea Watch. Yeah. So
and here's the cool part. Hey, do me a favor. If when you go there tonight, ask if Jimmy is still around. He was the guy that was the valet Parker.
Okay. Jimmy the valet Parker.
Yeah, blonde guy, also teaches tennis. He valet, of course, had to be a big shot, valet parked the car. And he was still there the last time I was there in 2020, I think it was. The pandemic.
There.
So see if he's still there and let me know, okay? And if you can, take a picture.
Tell him I said hi. He's a great guy.
Have fun.
I will. So yeah, we're going to the Panthers game tomorrow night, Greg.
Are you, I'm more interested in celebrating what do you expect to be doing after your fine meal at the Sea Watch? I'm just curious.
We're going to go home and I'm going to finish the new needlepoint that I started last night.
That's so married of you.
And Jared is going to climb into the trundle bed with Lola and Steven and get them to sleep.
Waka waka.
Where's the lie? It's like, nope. That's pretty accurate.
Have a great time tonight, Jacqueline. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, thanks, guys.
And say hi to your mom and dad.
Hi.
We love them. Great people. All right. It is 5:30 already. We're going to be heading over to Baumhauer's after the show. We would love to have you join us. I know that many of you hear us talk about this every Wednesday. And some of you think we're inviting you to join a cult. Well, that is just not the case. It's a group of people. The one thing everybody has in common is this radio station and many friendships and now one engagement and marriage upcoming from our gatherings, which is really cool. And I would like to talk a little bit about the menu because dining out, heck, stopping for fast foods become very expensive when you're asked to pay, you know, $12 for something that used to cost a third of that. But at Baumhauer, they have the Inflation Bites menu, and this is real food. This is a full meal served to you by a friendly person, and these items, most of them, like the tailgate burger, which is excellent, $8.99. That comes with fries and a free beverage. $8.99. Char-grilled dipping chicken. Boho marinated chicken, $8.99 for that. Get yourself a plate full of onion strings. They are addictive. There should be a warning on those because you can't have just one. One is too many and 1,000 is never enough with the onion straws. Love those. The Bam Bam chicken and the char-grilled Jamaican jerk chicken. And our boss, who worked in the Caribbean for a number of years, said that Baumhauer's jerk chicken is better than the stuff he ate in the island.
Yum on.
So you want authentic flavor. In fact, it's a sauce you can buy among many at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Come and join us. We now call ourselves the Knights at the Long Table at the end of the bar. Wandering Rosie is our mistress of ceremonies, and she will make sure you get introduced, and you'll feel like part of it. It's a really nice group of people.
That jerk chicken meal is great with the rice and beans, and the it has like a sort of a cilantro sauce,
yes.
And I am not a cilantro person, but it's so subtle that
it's the mango salsa, great. Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's really good.
And we're still trying to figure out
the wings and the burgers are really good, too.
And the hand-cut broccoli.
And the sweet potato fries.
We're making a really great list here, and now I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm hungry, too.
So I'm going to put on a 28-minute song, and we're going over there now. We'll skip the rest of the show. We'll be around. In fact, we'll be back.
And the waitstaff, I must say, is really good. They can handle 20 people at a time, and it's really amazing.
Yeah, they really do. They do an excellent job. And, man, we've been hanging out with Baumhauer's going back to 2006. That's hard to believe. You were just a tot then, for crying out loud.
Please.
But... the original location, it's funny, I keep forgetting. They used to be where that FedEx thing is now.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great spot, but there were issues with the landlord there, so we moved across the street to what used to be Smokey's, and that's where they've been since 2010. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, if you want an advanced look at the menu, go to baumhauer's.com. On News Talk 93.1 FM, the traffic report is not here.
Uh-oh.
So I will go look for it while we listen to this.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
Bluewater Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. The new Freedom Monument Sculpture Park is opening today in Montgomery. The 17-acre site on the banks of the Alabama River will combine historical artifacts, original research, and first-person narrative that explores the institution and legacy of slavery in this country. Retired Judge William Shashi has been chosen to fill in for Montgomery Circuit Court Judge Johnny Hardwick, who is recovering from severe injuries. Judge Hardwick was stabbed and shot by his son, Kalfani Hardwick, in February. There have been no recent updates on Judge Hardwick's status or condition. A death investigation is underway after railroad workers found a body near train tracks just off Old Montgomery Highway in Selmont. The body appeared to have been there for several weeks. The body was sent to forensics to be identified and determine the cause of death. From the Bluewater Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Proud of your Jeep? Then show it off at the second annual Pusa Jeep Fest for a share of over $50,000 in prizes and a trip to Aruba. Tackle our obstacle course and take part in Show and Shine, Light Up the Night, and Turn It Up competitions. March 28th through the 30th at Wind Creek, Montgomery. New this year, sign up for the pizza eating contest. And don't miss the chance to get a photo of your Jeep taken with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot. Register now at WindCreekMontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest is not sponsored and not affiliated with FCA US LLC.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Usually, none of us can agree on anything, but a new poll suggests there's more that unites us than separates us. 90% of Americans believe it's their duty to vote. 90% believe it's important to get more than a high school education. 90% believe extramarital affairs are wrong. And 90% agree society should give everyone an equal opportunity to succeed. But there's one thing 100% of us can agree on.
Me?
No.
Oh, something else, I guess. I don't know if you heard this on the morning show today, but this is a stellar example of people responding in crisis to a situation and handling it properly.
Hey, one of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side, hold on traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering. So until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
I'm en route to the south side.
Yeah, if we can stop traffic, just make sure no one's on the bridge right now. There's a crew up there. You might want to notify whoever the foreman is, see if we can get them off the bridge temporarily.
10-4, once the other unit gets here, I'll line up on the bridge.
213 dispatch, the whole bridge just fell down. Everybody, the whole bridge just collapsed.
Do we know if all traffic will stop?
I can't get to the other side, sir. The bridge is down.
C-13, I'm holding all traffic northbound.
There was a time when an event like this would take place, you would accept it as an accident and move on. We don't live in that era anymore.
That gave me chills.
Yeah. And that is, like I said, public servants really doing what they were hired to do.
Yes. God bless them.
But I have a really great friend who's an engineer, and I had even mentioned him when we were talking about this first thing
yesterday
morning, yeah, to get his take on it, why this bridge just came down so easily. And he said, and this man is not a conspiracy theorist, but he said there was a hack into that ship's computer. And that's why the power failed. And he pointed out the fact that...
Is there proof of that, or is that his theory?
It's his theory, but he's no crazy man. He is one of the smartest people I know. He has built and designed so many structures here in the state of Alabama, including schools and stuff. He's really brilliant. Pointing out the fact that somebody we all know and don't like that much.
Assalamu alaikum.
In his production company with Netflix, produced a movie about the very same scenario, except it was an oil tanker that ran aground, because then it's going to spill fossil fuel, destroy the environment. Whoa, buy an electric car. It was, what, you know, propaganda.
Was the hack in order to get the ship to crash into the bridge on purpose?
Cause an accident, disrupt traffic. You know, they immediately ruled out terror. I think it's too early to do that. But listen to this. I just got this, talking about conspiracy theories. It's a picture of Angela Chow. She was the CEO of the shipping company that owned the cargo vessel responsible for the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Last month, Angela Chow drowned in her vehicle, allegedly drunk. after accidentally backing her car into a pond on her property in Texas. She is the sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law.
Of Mitch McConnell.
Yes, I saw that. She owns the ship? Whoa.
Is this suspicious?
I had not heard that.
I mean,
I hadn't heard that.
You wait for these things to come along. Sort of like Randall.
Oh, that adds a whole element of conspiracy theory.
Yes, it does.
My goodness.
I hope it's not ignored. Randall, is that really you?
You think you what you said? Ain't no way I wouldn't call. I would never if I wouldn't have talked. If I would, I had to be dead not to call back because I wouldn't better never do it again. So you saying that, like, you know what I mean? If I didn't call back, y'all might well, you know what I mean, call tomorrow. And hey, y'all let us know, you know, hours or whatever. But yeah, you can't look at that and know this was on purpose. And you're going to see that each joint where the lights were, you're going to start saying that it's just like the Twin Towers. They're going to say, well, that's dynamite exploding. When then the other people are going to come back after it goes around and then everybody's sharing it and they're showing dynamite exploding. Then they're going to come back and say, no, that's just where the lights, electricity, there's so much voltage just popping. When it was...
Well, the point replaying that audio, that actual audio from the moments before the crash, was you can't trust anything you hear. You cannot accept a story anymore for what it is because we've seen too many examples of the government and suspicious characters and people doing things deliberately.
We've been lied to so much. How can we ever believe you again?
Yeah.
It ain't about believing because a lot of people... that we used to call crazy was already on this. America is just now getting on board a lot more people. It's always been going on. It ain't about you knowing. It's about you ain't going to do nothing. And they know we're not going to do nothing. That boat deliberately ran. That thing, you can see it turn right into it if you watch it from the front angle. I mean, it ain't even close. It was on purpose. And they know that we're not, that they're showing it. And they about to sort of, I mean, I don't want to get off this subject, but that thing is on. Greg, that is a bad deal for the Midwest big farm because all their combines, all their big tractors, big trucks, all come through there because of how deep it is. Like y'all said this morning about the newer vehicles and stuff in California. But the thing about this is Aaron Burr tried to start what we all want to do. Everybody got in their head. Let's break away and grow our own stuff. But Aaron Burr tried to do it. And in Southwest, in Texas, he tried to take 40,000 things. That's why I'm getting back to the bridge. The Scotsman Francis Keith actually went after Burr, and they awarded him for getting rid of this man. They had Operation Burr, and they actually called it that, Greg. I mean, the government went after this man for trying to grow vegetables, and a bunch of farmers was detaching from America, and they was getting the land from the Spanish crown. They was going to actually give him the land to Aaron Burr. And he was, our third United States vice president. And like, it's crazy how all that connects. And then all the other things with, like you said, David was saying about the port, about the Red Sea, about having to go around already.
Yeah,
you add 2 weeks Houthis there. Yes, sir. And now you're about to add this to this crown. And then, Greg, I don't want to just take up the time talking, but, yeah, you're right. And they're showing us it's deliberate. And they're supposed to show us that it's a two-sided justice system with Trump. And we ain't going to do that.
They have just come out too many times, Randall. I appreciate the call very, very much. You're like Super Google. All the different...
Yeah, thanks for those tidbit tendrils I'm going to follow.
Yeah. They can come out... And they have. We've seen it happen time after time after time. They lie. If their lips are moving, they're lying. So before I believe any of what we've been told about this incident and bombing that ship, I am going to be skeptical because they've trained me to be that way.
Yep.
Don Duncan, All American Auto and Tire, would love to have the chance to partner up with you and your family, your business, whatever. In fact, a lot of businesses choose Don Duncan. They have their vehicles taken care of because they do everything possible to minimize the disruption. It's great. Service technicians at each location that can diagnose and apply a fix to whatever trouble you might be dealing with your vehicle, solving a mystery, a check engine light, whatever it is, they are qualified to work on it. In addition to that, they offer all the basics and fundamentals and customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. So if you need a ride back to your house or office, While your car is being worked on, just ask. I know our audience is not the kind that likes to ask for stuff, but they insist. If there's a way they can help facilitate your service, just ask. Locations: high atop Mount Duncan, the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Look for Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook, too.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a storm-free forecast for several days, right on through the Easter weekend at least, and temperatures will warm up by the weekend. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler, overnight low 48. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high up to about 69. But for Good Friday, highs in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 70s on Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday, and sunshine for several days. It's a great forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
David Little, Tucker Pecan. Things are changing at Tucker. They're moving to a new location. Here's, I don't think David's here. I think Foster's here.
Yes, it's Foster Grom. I am here. David, he's out moving stuff for the new location, which is located at 135 Mulberry Street, which is absolutely wonderful. So we are going to be moving over there. And, you know, David has been working really hard trying to get everything moved. And they will be moved over and have all their candies and all their things they sell over at Tucker Pecan. They're going to have them over there on Mulberry Street. They might even surprise you. They're talking about having maybe some casseroles and some chicken salad, pimento and cheese, all kinds of things. They're working on all kinds of wonderful new things. You know, they'd make Jenny jump up, scream, and holler. So that's what we're doing at Tucker Pecan. And you know what? They're going to be moving for long. So, you know, you call the same number, 262-4470, and you can get them at Tucker Pecan, or you can email them at sales@tuckerpecan.com.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Casey, count them down.
Finland, Denmark, and Iceland stay at the top. We're counting down the happiest countries in the world based on health, freedom, generosity, social support, GDP, and perceptions of corruption.
Number 23.
Yep, the United States isn't even in the top 20. That's right, Kuwait, Czechia, and Lithuania are all happier than the United States. Sorry, America. Keep your feet on the ground and keep dealing with your scars.
I am looking for the latest information on the piddly diddly puffy wuffy thing yesterday with his house being raided from Homeland Security. All three of his houses.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
One interesting component to that, he had his plane, his private plane lined up to take off from Opelika, Florida, which is tucked between Miami's airport and Fort Lauderdale's airport. It has the airspace in between the two. It used to be a military, a naval installation. The only thing that comes and goes out of there now are drug planes and stuff like that. Or people who are trying to flee a pending legal situation like the one he is. Oh, I was worried about the Baltimore Bridge thing, but I just realized that Pete Buttigieg is going to be in there working on it.
Oh, it'll be fine then.
Yeah, he's going to get to it right here.
Even
he's done.
The bridges are racist.
Yeah. Well, that's probably what he's saying.
He did say that.
He did say that. That our roads and bridges are racist. So I guess whether or not they rebuild it will depend on whether or not Pete thinks the bridge was a racist bridge. This is why by 6 o'clock every night I...
Well, Pete did just give a whole bunch of money so that Montgomery can have electronic vehicle charging stations in West Montgomery.
Those are going to come in so handy. I'm wondering how long those are going to last. Didn't I hear something about smart benches? What is a smart bench?
I have no idea. If you sit on it, it makes you smarter.
This is not to make a paint with a broad brush, but most of the people I see waiting for a bus are not online. They're not.
No.
So why do we need to plug the internet into a bus bench? I have a feeling that the technologies that's used to create these things, it's got to be very expensive, is going to somehow end up like most of the copper wire and other things. They're going to be broken into and cannibalized for parts or something. It could be fenced or resold.
Possible.
Where did I get this skeptical attitude from? I never used to be this way. I know it's hard for some people to believe.
I'm shocked. To find gambling has been going on here.
Yeah, what's what's unusual? I worked on my magazine. I wrote it yesterday, and I singled out the lost generation. Because if you look at the lion's share of the things that are destroying this country, they were initiated by people who were born before the boomers, but were not old enough to serve in the war, didn't really experience any of that. And one of them died today, Joe Lieberman, 82. Joe Biden's 81. Nancy Pelosi's 84. They're all members of the lost generation, and that is the most appropriately named group in the political class, because they're the ones that are behind so much of the insanity we see every day. The complete and utter absence of common sense, among other things. And how sad that we live in this skeptical society. Boy, yesterday, the Daily Mail out of London, which is one of my favorite news sources. You want to avoid dementia. Scientists named three most effective things. Get out of here. When Joe Biden reads that, I'll pay attention. Yesterday, for the better part of the afternoon, the whole opening page of the Daily Mail was all about the Puff Diddy.
Yeah.
Thing. And I'm not seeing it here anywhere today.
Well, the bridge kind of eclipsed.
Well, the Puff Diddy. And then the eclipse is going to eclipse. Oh, here it is. Diddy's in deep duty, and his desperate denial is straight out of the Trump playbook. Oh, is that a fact? And there's Trump with Sean
Puffy.
Oh,
I've seen plenty of pictures with Diddy and Obama as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He hates Trump, according to the news. He is not a Trump fan.
But these stories about him have been going on for years. Right. This is, that part of it is not exactly news.
No.
That he's had these side things going on. And the guy that was waiting for him at the Opelika Airport yesterday was busted. He was taken in.
I heard there was some song back in the 90s that he predicted his home raid. I don't
really
know anything more about it.
I would look it up, but I have a feeling that I would have to run a profanity check on that to make sure I could play without getting a fine that I can't afford.
Maybe for tomorrow. We'll look for it.
All righty. We are at 5:54. Back in a moment.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Old
Ulta Beauty's semi-annual beauty event is happening now. Unleash your love for beauty with 50% off daily beauty steals on hair, skin, makeup, and fragrance. Shop your favorite brands like Tarte and Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Plus, grab perfect hair care pairs from brands like Redken and Olaplex. And check out new arrivals from brands like Charlotte Tilbury and Dyson. Shop the Ulta Beauty semi-annual beauty event online, in-store, or try pickup today. Now through March 28th. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
Get away this spring with friends to have some fun and entertainment as you sail into the sunset on the Harriet 2 Getaway Cruise. Every Saturday evening this spring, the Harriet 2 sets sail up the river at 5 p.m. with live entertainment, tasty concessions, and bar specials. It's a magical time of the day with nature's beautiful scenery on the river and stunning sunset views. When the boat returns, the city's nightlife is waiting for you to explore. Book your getaway cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about my thighs. She squeeze them up into my butt and excite all the guys. Then take a deep breath and push my belly up into my boobs. Then put
it's all because of Spanx, because of Spanx.
No bulges.
It's all because of Spanx, because of Spanx.
God help us.
It's all because of Spanx, because of Spanx.
Hi, fellas.
It's all because of Spanx, thanks to Spanx.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go.
All right, we're going to wrap up with a story about a fat alligator. An overweight alligator. I guess they can eat themselves into obesity, too. It built itself a little home behind a former Coca-Cola plant in Florida. It was captured. It's now on a diet because it weighed 400 pounds. And if you see this beast, he has the... he's got the cheeks. He's got the cheeks. Some of the neighbors from where the gator used to live. And Croc Encounters director John Panner... They're busy people these days because these animals are showing up everywhere people are, as we saw too tragically at Disney. Here's his comment.
All the kids know there's a gator there. Don't feed them. Don't mess with them. You know, I don't even allow them over here.
I just hope nobody don't, you know, jump the fence or it don't come out and somebody get attacked.
That's a little heavy for that animal. The trapper caught the alligator and brought him over. It really isn't far away, probably 3-4 miles away. All of our alligators get a mix of pelleted diet. There's a diet made by Missouri. That's the Purina company that's made just for alligators and crocodiles. We feed a lot of that. We also feed fish. We also feed chicken. So we'll do that on a regular basis, and hopefully with time, he'll slender down a little bit.
It's like Purina crocodile chow. As long as they're not burping up sneakers, they're not overfeeding on human beings. And I found the idiot. The guy in Australia who is in the doghouse with his fiance after he drove off with her $2,000 wedding dress on the roof of his car.
Don't know why the dress was in the car. That wasn't me. As he moved the stuff to put the storage in the car, put the dress on top of the car to not crush it, and then proceeded to drive off. I guess I can replace the dress, but it's just more the frustration of the situation.
How about replacing him?
Why would you need to replace a wedding dress? Are you planning on your second marriage?
I don't think it was used yet. I think they had picked it up. Let me see. I've got the link to the story.
Oh, fiance.
Here.
No, you're right.
Yeah. My fiance lost my $2,000 wedding dress and he put it on the roof of his car and sped off.
I have a correction if we could.
Yes.
It was the silent generation that Lieberman and Pelosi were. It's the lost generation was World War One. I was informed.
Okay. Now I have to rewrite my entire magazine column.